Good morning. You're in touch with Global Time with Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Aubrey L. Gregory. And today, Christine LeMay will be sitting in for me. And I trust that you have brought a praise report and a prayer request. May God bless her as she takes over momentarily on our programming for today. Christine, well, she may not be on as yet, but welcome. Thank you for joining us. And the fact that you're on says that you are experiencing victory. And what am I referring to? The weather. The weather. The Arctic weather. You didn't know that we all have moved to the Arctic. And it's just amazing what the weather is doing. And there's nothing we could do about it except just go through, endure. And it's kind of pulling on us in ways that we had not anticipated. But this is the year 2014, and that is why we enter new seasons prepared and asking for God's help and his accompaniment with us as we go through, because we never know what we're going to be confronted with. And certainly the weather has been quite a surprise for I suppose everyone, because we have not had this kind of weather effect or effects in some of us can't even remember if we ever saw the kind of temperatures that we're seeing. However, I trust that you're fine. I trust that you're warm wherever you are, and that you're able to stand and withstand, according to Paul, and having done all, stand. If you have to get out into the weather today, go outside. You want to be careful to have many layers on. You know, it wouldn't be unusual to have 3-4 layers on so that warmth is trapped inside of your clothing to provide you with comfort. If you find yourself your hands and your feet being colder than usual, it's because your body is experiencing the temperatures, and it's withdrawing blood from the extremities into your core to keep your core temperatures at a safe level. So make sure you wear extra socks or whatever you do on your feet, and your feet are protected and your hands are. Wear gloves, those kinds of things. Well, thank God for keeping us. We've come through this far, and he's going to take you through. I'm wondering, is Christine on? Are you on, Christine? Just signal if you're on. She may not have been gotten connected yet. Well, today our theme is, he is our peace. He is our peace. And that means so much. At this time, everything is kind of being affected again, as I said, by the weather. I know we are concerned about our property. We are concerned about our safety, our health. And if you have to go someplace, you're concerned about transportation, because transportation, particularly if it's public, is being disrupted for all kinds of reasons. I know that the transits, like New Jersey Transit, yesterday there were disruptions because an overhead power line snapped, and the cold is just vicious. It really, really is. So that's why we have to be careful, very careful, it wouldn't be unusual for an automobile not to be able to start on a day like today because of the power required from a battery. And if the battery is weak, it just would not respond properly. But anyhow, God still reigns. He reigns over all of us and over every situation. And we must trust him through this. He will get you through. Don't fret and don't fuss. God is in control. Just pray. If you need help, just call on him. He's our peace. Ask him for help. And today, we want to pray for Christine's family that are in Trinidad. And if you were with us yesterday, you heard her announce that her father has gone to be with the Lord, and they're awaiting funeral proceedings as the family come in from various places. And of course, as you might expect, during this time, in the midst of all that is going on, they're unable to connect effectively, you know, by air, going to their place of their home. And so they're being bounced around in terms of plane reservations and all those kinds of things. So it's extremely challenging for them. So we want to pray their peace and their keeping, and most of all their safety, as they really try as hard as they can to get together to bury their loved one. And so that has to be disturbing, to say the least. But God is giving them peace. Let's continue to pray for their peace. Let's open our program today with prayer. And we want God to speak to us. I want God to speak to us in a way that allows us and enables us to pray his heart today. Whatever is on his heart, that's what we want to pray back to him. We don't want to pray our heart. We pray his heart. And that's because we're becoming sons, and sons are interested in the Father's business to the extent and level that we care about what he wants and what he thinks more than what we think and what we want. That's maturity, and we are praying for our own maturity and the maturity of the saints in the earth so that we will be effective in a world that is lost. It has the light given, and the light is Christ himself. However, they have not received him on a wholesale basis at this point. The nations and individuals are still in resisting the rulership of Christ. And we see that in Psalm 2. That is what it'll be until a certain point. And then he returns. And the world is awed and maybe even frightened because of where they may be. But he comes to rule, and right here on the earth. He's not coming and taking us away and then coming back. He's not coming twice. He's here once before, and he's coming back finally, according to the word of God, finally to rule and to reign. And the old devil will be bound and restrained, and there will be peace, real peace, real peace. And we thank God for that. Let us go to prayer. Father, we do thank you today that you are there at the same place, and you're ruling over time, and time does not cause you to shift. All that you are going to do, you have done already, and we thank you. All of your actions are written decrees, already done. And we are in a position where we get to see the step-by-step manifestation of all you've done. one of the things you've done is made it available by Christ Jesus that we can have access to you. And that he has shown us your love for us by even what he has done, by proving himself a son. So now he is exalted and he is our high priest, forever making intercession for all of us and for each of us. Father, today we come and we know that we are needy. We need your forgiveness and we need your cleansing. We need the covering of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is all righteous. So we ask today that you would cover us by forgiving us for our sin, our iniquities, our trespasses, those moments of utter failure where we failed you, not being able to measure up to the standards without help from you. And we ask that you would cleanse us and wash us. Give us this cleansing that we need from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, our entire being. Cleanse us today so that we come out, as it were, from a shower, feeling clean, so that we can approach you with confidence and without fear. Fear of being cast down because of our uncleanness. So we thank you today that we can stand on the promises that you made concerning that you are faithful to forgive and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we receive that cleansing today out of desperate need. We receive it in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And so we thank you for this day that you've given to us. It's a gift. There are many that are not seeing this day. On this day, their time on earth has ended. And we thank you, Lord, that you continue to give us the opportunity to praise you among the living, to show forth your glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the help. Thank you for the growth. Thank you for the maturity that is coming, because you're after us. You're pursuing us, seeing to it that we become mature sons before your throne. So we thank you today. We bless this program today that someone, somewhere will be touched deeply. I know that it's you. Know that you have visited them in a special way. Bless them, whatever their need. You are their peace in the midst of trials, in the midst of circumstances, in the midst of discomfort. You are our peace. So we thank you today for making yourself available to us so that we can call. And then you pledged and promised that you will hear, you will respond. So we thank you today. Well, welcome to all of you, and God bless you on this wonderful day. Your lines are open. I guess that that would have been a good thing in order to for us to hear Christine.
Yes, Pastor, I'm on. Hello.
We did not have your lines open,
for some reason I kept pressing one to get you, and it keeps bouncing back. So I know
okay,
that
maybe,
it's on. But
maybe it's just cold.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just cold. And we are blessed to have our systems working at the level it's working in this kind of weather, where there's so many possible disruptions with cable, with internet, and different things that happened. Yesterday I was watching, had our TV on. I watched the cable blink on and off for a minute, a few minutes. You know, the cold is devastating. It really is. So we thank God it's not worse than what it is. So we praise him for life and liberty. But thank you for being on with us. And, of course, welcome to all of you. Thank you for joining us. I see that my sister-in-law in South Carolina is on. And I want to thank God for her. And I trust that you're doing fine, Linda, in your zone, in your neck of the woods, meaning literally the woods. Thank you for joining us, and I trust that everything is okay at your home and your house and all of that. Don't know what the temperature is in your zone, but I trust that it's better than what it is here. Right now, I believe it is, and I'm looking at my smartphone. You know, these things try to answer all questions that you may have. They think they're almighty, but it's 9 degrees, and it's 2 degrees higher than what it was yesterday at the same time. So we praise God for 2 degrees increase. Amen. Amen. All right. I'm asking Sister Christine to take over. I'm just laying back a little. I just need a little bit of a rest, and we've been having I've been having a very busy time. As you know, I have to oversee our properties, you know, the church's properties, and make sure everything is done according to the weather, so that we don't experience any damages and losses, and you know, pipe freezes and all those kinds of things, and so it's been hectic over the last 2 weeks of the weather, first the snow and now the temperatures and all of that. So it's been extremely demanding. So pray my strength in the Lord. We're doing okay. And fine, but we just need to throttle back just a little. So, Sister Christine, I'll ask you to take over, and may God bless all of you as you intercede today for things that God is laying on our hearts. Well, may God bless you richly. Christine, you're on.
Yes. Good morning, Saints. Welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. Again, I would just like to welcome everyone who is on the line this morning and pray that God is keeping you and watching over you, as pastors say, in these trying times with the weather. Well, I have a scripture that I'd like to share with everyone. Because this is really a trying time for me. My dad passed away 2 days ago, and everything is in Trinidad, and I don't want to say at my wit's end, because we keep booking flights, and when we pack suitcase and everything is time to go, and we call the airline, flight canceled. I know that God is our strength, and I am experiencing strength beyond what I have known, because usually I am a person, I like everything in order, everything, and I knew that this time was going to come soon, and I had planned and fixed everything in place, and then now with this storm, everything is just out of place, and it is kind of strange to me. So as I was telling Pastor, I don't know where the strength, where the peace, but it's a peace beyond, I myself cannot understand the peace that God has given me through this all. And I would like to read a scripture from Psalm 40, verses 27 to 31, and it says, "Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." And I truly, truly experience this scripture with God through this experience. I know that He is in control, and I know that it's just through His strength that I have not broken down and have not started going, you know, all crazy because of the whole situation. And I just want to, my testimony is that God is in everything. He is in everything. And my encouragement to everyone is that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going through, God's grace and His strength is sufficient to see you through. And this is what, the third day is past, and I'm already experiencing a higher level of relationship with God. Through it all, He is in and through everything. So I would just like to encourage everyone that no matter or whatever you are going through at this time in your life, God is in it. Good or bad, God is in it. Is there anyone with a testimony or anyone would like to share? Or we have a prayer request. The prayer for today is for God's peace, His everlasting peace. Hello?
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, praise the Lord. You know, in spite of all what's going on, the word declares this still is the day that the Lord has made, and God is still on His throne. And just like you said,
amen,
it's our peace, and He is our everlasting strength. See, there's always strength in the Lord, because the word declares, He didn't say our strength, but He says the joy of the Lord is.
Amen.
Awesome. We know that there's still people, a lot of people, probably really don't have. So we want to pray for those who are in destitute state, that don't have that peace, but that they can get that peace, that they can receive that peace. We want to pray for the soul of man. Thank you so much for your testimony, too, my sister.
Thank you, sister. And that is what it's all about, God's peace. If we could experience God's peace, everything else would come. Because once you have peace of mind with God, you'll be able to do what He wants and will allow you to do. So let us pray and ask God for His peace over everyone and everything and every situation, that His peace would reign. Is there anyone who would like to pray or give a word of prayer? Or you have a prayer request that is on your, in your spirit? Okay, then, well, we go ahead and just pray and ask God to give us His strength, give us His peace, throughout this whole situation with the weather, with what's going on. Father, we come to you this morning in no other name, the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We come thanking you, we come praising you, we come lifting you up higher and higher, because you are the only one and only living God. And this morning we thank you for letting us know that you are in control, that regardless of what, no matter what happens or what is going on around us, that you are in control. And to give us the belief and the strength and the understanding to know that once you are in control, peace reigns forever. You have promised us in your word, Lord, that you will give us the power. You will increase our strength when we feel faint, when we feel weary. That you would lift us up with wings like eagle, that when we run, we would not get weary. And when we faint, we walk, we would not faint. And we thank you this morning, Lord, for that promise. We thank you for keeping your promise. We thank you, Lord, that you promised us that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you for giving us that experience. We come before you this morning, Lord, lifting up everyone on the prayer line, every home represented, every person represented, Lord. We ask that you give them your strength, give them your grace, give them your peace, regardless of what is going on around them, Lord. We thank you this morning. We praise you this morning. We glorify your name, Lord, because without you, we are nothing. Without you, we cannot do nothing. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. Lord, we ask that you provide for every need and every area, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us this far, for bringing us out and taking us through, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We give you the highest praise this morning, Lord. We thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. Father, we thank you that you have sent new mercy and new grace. And we thank you for this day that you have made, this new mercy, Lord. We walk in victory this morning, Lord. We walk in your peace. We walk in your peace, Lord. The peace of understanding. When we ask that you touch, you deliver, you set free, you save, Lord. And we know, Lord, that you would always be with us. We thank you. We praise your name. In Jesus' name I pray, and I ask all this, Lord, what we fail is ask the Lord, fail not to grant it unto us. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
Your name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord, because you are worthy, worthy of all the praise,
yes,
Father God. And, Lord, we know there is some out there, oh God, who is
yes,
raging,
Lord.
Oh God. Lord, who is cold, Lord God. Who is wounded, Lord God. Who is
indifferent,
Lord God. But, Jesus, you said that peace that you give, oh, that peace not as the world, but the peace you give, it passes all understanding. The peace you give, it reconciles to the Father, to God himself. You come that they may be saved, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you, oh God, those who are sitting in darkness, oh God, gross darkness, those who are sitting in the shadows, Lord God, we pray for a manifestation that you, Lord God, will show yourself real and strong to them, Lord, who are crying out, oh Father God, who have given up all hope, oh Father God, those who are in the house of their cold, oh Father God, some is hungry, Lord God, but Lord, the real peace, the real thirst that quenches come from you, that only you give through your great salvation of knowing you, Lord God, having that relationship with you, oh God, because Jesus, you torn down the wall of partition that they can come, oh God, to whosoever wills, oh God. Oh God, we praying that you move by your Spirit, oh God, on in this morning, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, this is well and natural, the spiritual part too, Lord God. For you said the candle light, Lord, the light is you, oh God, and we pray that you will light your candle right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because it's you, Lord, who, God, people, Lord God, souls need, Lord, right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, okay.
Is there anyone who would like to share? We have a couple minutes again. That anyone have any prayer requests or any word of encouragement? You can go ahead. The line is open. If not, then I would like to leave us with this word of an encouragement. We are one. Let us be of one heart. Let us be of one mind. Finding unity in Jesus. Finding unity in God. We shall be one. The family of love. By the Spirit of God's Son, we shall be one. And as Psalm 133, verse 1 says, how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. Mm-hmm. Thank God, and I thank everyone for joining us on the prayer line this morning. I pray that as you go out in the name of Jesus, and that the love of God and the peace of God go with you, and that we all be saved in Jesus' name out there this morning. Thank you,
God bless you, my sister. God bless you, Pastor Liz.
God bless
you. Love you all. Have a blessed
day. God bless. Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 All glory and honor be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you do, and we thank you for what you are to do, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We commit this day back unto you, O God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. All glory and honor be to your name, Jesus. All glory and honor be to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We bless your name. We lift you up on high, Lord, because beside you there is no other.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, for the power in your name. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Glory, glory, glory be to your name, Jesus. And honor be to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Son.
Hallelujah.
God, Lord God. What a
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm no greater than you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That's the name of Jesus. Yeah. Worthy, Lord. Worthy. Yeah. Thank you. Ah, thank you. Glory to God. Glory.
Glory be to the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. You are Lord and worthy. You are Lord and worthy.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, Lord. So wonderful, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your name, Jesus.
Thank you.